It's time for Listen Local. Every Sunday, your one-hour radio show where we showcase musicians playing in our local venues. Presented by Next Stage Arts, Guilford Sound, the 4th Annual Farm Road Estate Music Festival, Retro Music, Next Chapter Records, and your locally owned and operated radio station 96.7 TSA FM. And streaming at WTSAradio.com. And now, here's your host, Mitch Harrison.
Welcome to Listen Local. I am Mitch, owner of Next Chapter Records in Putney, Vermont. I will be your host every week for our program here. And this is your source for information on venues in the area that play live music. And one of the places we're going to feature on a regular basis is Next Stage Arts in Putney. They have a real interesting band coming up, a Boston-based band called Session Americana. And I want to start off with a song of theirs called Helena.
Thank you.
That was the song Helena from the band Session Americana. They are a Boston-based band that will be playing at Next Stage Arts in Putney on April 20th. You can go to nextstagearts.org to find out information about that show and all the others that are coming up. The person that will be opening up for Session Americana on April 20th is Sam Robbins. So I want to play one from his catalog called Reverence.
Well, I was 12 when I held my first pair of drumsticks. Oh, they glowed by my parents' basement lights, and I saw them unbashing on my blue sparkle kit. But I still got them in the drawer in my bedroom closet. And I was 15 when I got my first guitar. I opened up the case to a cheap red Fender, and I know that it wasn't much, no, just painted plywood. But I took care of it, I cherished it till we both played pretty good. I'm trying to live with some reference, give some importance, set out with some intent. Listen, be grateful for it all. Guitar for a few years. Oh, every scratch on it is mine. Oh, we feel so intertwined. I don't see it as an instrument, it's more like a samurai sword. A lifetime of service, well used and well worn. I'm trying to live with some reverence, give some importance, set out some intent. Listen, be grateful for it all. Appreciate what's given and passed through generations. Realize nothing, nothing is as simple as it seems. Oh well, I'm trying to have some reverence for what's in front of me. Stars laugh at me strumming this guitar, but I think I figured out what my success really means. Oh, it's being grateful for being able to really be me. I'm trying to live with some reverence, I'll give some importance, set out with some intent. Listen, be grateful for it all.
Do you play the guitar? If so, you should visit Retro Music in Keene, New Hampshire. We're an old-fashioned guitar shop dealing in used and vintage guitars, amps, effects, and accessories. We buy, sell, trade, appraise, and repair guitars. Located at 38 Washington Street in Keene, New Hampshire since 1988, and online at retroguitar.com. Our customers range from beginners to some of the biggest names in music. You never know what you might find at Retro Music.
Do you enjoy the time-honored tradition of flipping through records? Look no further than Next Chapter Records in Putney, Vermont. From classic titles to rare gems, our store has releases for longtime collectors and people new to tangible music. In addition to vinyl, we carry CDs, turntables, t-shirts, and books. Come by our store in Putney and visit nextchapterrecords.com, where vinyl lives on.
I am Mitch Harrison, owner of Next Chapter Records in Putney, Vermont, and also host of Listen Local here on 96.7 WTSA FM in Brattleboro. We heard Sam Robbins, who will be opening up for Session Americana at Next Stage Arts in Putney on April 20th. Sam has a wonderful thing on his resume. He won the Kerrville New Folk Award in 2021. There are really some great names who have won that award over the years. So that's something, that's a feather in his cap for sure. I want to move on to the Iron Horse. I'm so excited that the Iron Horse will be opening again for shows. Their grand reopening is on May 15th. Aaron McEwen and Spouse will be playing on May 17th there, and Stephen Kellogg on the 18th will be playing at the Iron Horse in Northampton. So let's hear one from Stephen Kellogg.
Won't make you no decision, always ends up second guess. That person less decisive, who believes that they know best. I wouldn't change a thing, I would make the call again. Shame on you, you could have been a friend. Now it's hard to hear the measure that was with me all the time. Like it was in the beginning, but the past is hard to find. Do you think we'll ever feel the way we felt when we began? Do you think we'll ever feel that way again? Highs and low lows, only one way that the river flows. Was it comedy or tragedy? Both I would suppose, highs and lows. Well, that time in Arizona, when we laughed until we cried. All the sleepers in the van, they one by one turned on the lights. And I never hear the Beach Boys without thinking about that song. What a miracle to feel like you belong. Highs and low lows, only one way that the river flows. Was it comedy or tragedy? Where did the good times go? Highs and low lows, to those highs and lows. Now when I received your letter, I hung my head and cried. I looked right into the mirror, and the mirror doesn't lie. I wrote 20 songs in Nashville, I wrote 20 in LA, 20 for those brothers that I lost along the way. But for every song I wrote, through every single note, I knew I was writing songs just to give myself some hope. And I scattered tiny rocks all across an asphalt road. For some reason I just needed you to know about these highs and low lows. There's only one way that the river flows. Was it comedy or tragedy? Where does the money go? Highs and low lows, to those highs and low lows. what she said about me. If I believed that it were true, I'd throw myself upon the mercy of the ocean blue. But most of your critique, it doesn't sound that much like me, though I wonder if it sounds a bit like you. Oh, those highs and low lows, only one way that the river flowed. Was it comedy or tragedy? Who really knows? High highs and low lows, I've had high highs and low lows. To those high highs and low lows. The roses Sharon had come back again, and the trees were blowing in the breeze all high above my head, when a cavalcade of memories appeared to me in words I wished I'd said. From that point on, a song stayed in my thoughts most of the time. When I tried to sing it out loud, it would always leave my mind, like the things you know are true but never can explain when you get at. Thank you.
taking on Sunday, taking on the house, catching a glimpse of the wolf-fested house. Got a lot of nice things, got a really nice house. Done, it's so beautiful. On Father's Day, I'm thinking of mothers. I can only suppose they're thinking of others. Insurance is up, it came in the mail. Yeah, it kills me what they're charging. Divorced. Can you imagine? What if the world could stand still?
What a dramatic and wonderfully dark song by Stephen Kellogg there called Thanksgiving, and a long song. We're a little bit more freeform on Listen Local. I hope you'll bear with me. Prior to that, we heard High Highs and Low Lows by Stephen Kellogg. He will be playing at the Iron Horse on May 18th. Yes, the Iron Horse is having live shows again. This is so exciting. So Stephen Kellogg had the opportunity to come on stage during a Counting Crows concert. And apparently members of the Counting Crows are Stephen Kellogg fans. And so he came on stage and was able to do one of his original songs with the Counting Crows called Almost Woke You Up. And it actually is available as a single. So let's go ahead and hear Almost Woke You Up, followed by a special treat by the Counting Crows.
Thank you so much. I was really lucky on this tour to have my friend Stephen Kellogg come out with us. And I want to have him come up on stage. He's right here. His daughters, Adeline and Sophia. And Wex, is Wex here? Wex back there on the piano.
Thank you, guys. I'm just going to say this one last time. If any of you have ever wondered what a dream looks like when it's coming true, this is it. I'm happy, but I got an angry heart. I live in a world so dark, sometimes I can't see what's in front of me, and I get scared. And hey, darling, I notice that you're still sad. It's written on your forehead that you'll get no peace even when you sleep, and that's not fair. I wish you could see this light that surrounds you in the night, and I almost could never be enough, and I always say too much, but I almost woke you up. You're so perfect since the day I met you. If that was it, I just knew. But how do we get well when we hurt like I know. I wish you could see this light that surrounds you in the night, and I almost woke you up. Words could never be enough, and I always say too much.
yellow-haired girl, Mr. Jones strikes up a conversation with a black-haired flamenco dancer. You know she dances while his father plays guitar. She's suddenly beautiful, and we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come dance the silence.
Fourth Annual Farm Road Estate Music Festival in Westover, Vermont, featuring 3 days of music, food, and fun. On July 4th, celebrate Independence Day with an intimate dinner featuring solo artists. July 5th features the cast of Beatlemania, including a five-star dinner. On Saturday, July 6th, five bands rock out under the stars. Get tickets at www.farmroadestate.com. The Fourth Annual Farm Road Estate Music Festival. Be there.
Next Stage Arts is a proud sponsor of Listen Local. Based in Putney, we have a wide range of shows and programs. This week, we have Session Americana, Folk Americana. with Eleanor Buckland plus Sam Robbins. And then we have curator Tim Medlin coming up from New York City to discuss the history of the environmental movement through posters. For more information on all of our programs, check us out on the web at nextstagearts.org.
One of the wonderful things about music is how it will always bring you to a time and place. And listening to Counting Crows' Mr. Jones always brings me to a special time and place. Let's move on to an event going on at Nova Arts in Keene. They have The Thing in the Spring going on May 16th to 19th. And there will be 20-plus artists at that event, and shows will be going on inside and outside during that time. I talked about the fact that Jake McKelvey will be playing there on the 16th. We played some of his music on last week's show. Another artist that will be at that event is Buck Meek, a singer-songwriter that is Texas-based, and he also was part of a band that was put together, Big Thief, some musicians from Brooklyn coming together with him, and he is the backup singer and lead guitarist for Big Thief as well. So let's start off with one of his solo songs, Buck Meek.
Before I lived here on this haunted mountain, I was walking through the valley on my own. Darkness all around me, I looked to the sky and saw you, wreathed all around in a golden cloud. Across this green land.
You're listening to 96.7 WTSA FM. This is Mitch Harrison, owner of Next Chapter Records in Putney, and your host for Listen Local. We just heard Big Thief with Shark Smile, and prior to that, one of the members of Big Thief, Buck Meek, with his song Haunted Mountain. He will be playing at The Thing in the Spring at Nova Arts in Keene from May 16th to the 19th. I want to take a minute to thank some of our sponsors of Listen Local, the 4th Annual Farm Road Estate and Music Festival, Next Stage Arts in Putney, Guilford Sound in Guilford, Vermont, and Retro Music in Keene. If you want to look up at stained glass and ornate architecture while you drink a beer or cider and listen to some great music, you may want to check out the Stone Church right here in Brattleboro. On April 24th, Vision Video will be playing the Stone Church. So I want to move on to them next. Let's hear Inked in Red.
History is drawing these lines across my face. Thank you.
That was Vision Video with In My Side, and prior to that, Inked in Red. They'll be playing at the Stone Church on April 24th. Anyone reminded of The Cure there? Yeah, me too. Let's hear a classic from The Cure to finish up. Well, that puts a wrap on Listen Local for the week. I am your host, Mitch Harrison, owner of Next Chapter Records in downtown Putney, Vermont, and you're listening to 96.7 WTSA FM. I will be back with you next Sunday at 11 o'clock. You can listen to the show anytime on the WTSA website, and episodes will be posted there, so you can listen to any episode you like as the weeks go by. If you are an artist or a band and would like exposure on the show, please reach out to me at nextchapterrecords.com. Until next time, take care of each other. Be good.
Listen Local, every Sunday at 11 a.m. with Mitch Harrison. Presented by Next Stage Arts, Guilford Sound, the 4th Annual Farm Road Estate Music Festival, Retro Music, Next Chapter Records, and your locally owned and operated radio station, 96.7 TSA FM. Every Sunday at 11 a.m. with Mitch Harrison, and streaming at WTSAradio.com.